Baghdad came under attack again last night and early today. There are reports that two cruise missiles struck a residential and shopping area in Baghdad today, killing at least 14 people. It's the worst single reported instance of civilian deaths since the U.S. bombing campaign began a week ago. At a briefing today in Doha, Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said the Pentagon is investigating the incident.
If we have any concern that we may have had an error, and it's a fair question about what happens when we have a mistake, and mistakes can occur. When we have something like that, we will go back and examine flight paths, weapons release, what the circumstances were, and try to determine whether or not we had an impact on something like that. Right now, we simply don't know.
Earlier today, U.S. bombs and missiles struck Iraqi state television and government communications facilities in Baghdad. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. Is Iraqi television off the air or on?
Well, a bit of both. The Iraqi satellite channel is off the air, as well as a channel run by Saddam's elder son, Uday. But after a short break, the main channel is back on, albeit with scratchy pictures. And it's the usual steady stream of songs and poems praising Saddam Hussein, introduced by newsreaders wearing military uniforms. The Iraqi government was clearly prepared for the hit and has mobile broadcast vans as a substitute. The nearby Information Ministry, where foreign television reporters have to keep their satellite dishes, was not touched.
Another big sandstorm swept into the city today.
Yeah. I mean, all night long, the black haze of burning oil trenches and desert sand enveloped the city, and visibility was terrible as the wind howled. This morning, the sun briefly broke through, but the storm's rolling in again, covering the city in dense clouds, and there's a really eerie glow. Many Iraqis say they've never seen such a vicious storm, and they call it a sign that God has come to aid them. It's hard to know at this point what Iraqis really think, and I think we should make that clear. Security, always pervasive, is even more intense than usual. Some Iraqis are telling me that they're encouraged by resistance their forces are showing to the south, but many also worry the U.S. is going to respond with even more bombs, and that the distinction that has been made more or less so far between civilian and military targets will disappear. You were just talking to Steve about the prospect of a battle, you know, the battle for Baghdad. More people have tried to flee the capital. Saddam's, they're called martyrs of God, along with armed militias from the ruling Ba'ath Party, and feared security units continue to man the streets in small groups. They patrol in white pickups with guns positioned on the back. And I've seen a lot of people digging more defensive trenches along roads.
How much freedom of movement do you have in Baghdad?
Not a lot. We're required to be accompanied by minders at all times. We're taken on highly supervised tours, which do not include the outskirts of Baghdad, where the Republican Guard has reportedly taken up positions. And last night, reporters who tried to go out and evaluate damage on their own or just shop for some food supplies, given the fact there might be a potential siege here, were detained. And several journalists who came in on tourist visas were rounded up yesterday morning. Among them, Matt McAllister of Newsday, his photographer, and an American freelance photographer, Molly Bingham. They were apparently to be bused out to Syria, but we haven't been able to confirm where they are and what has happened to them.
A number of Western peace activists went to Baghdad before the war to serve as human shields at particular locations. Are they still there?
Yes, there are still several American peace activists here, as well as about four or five, as we call them, human shields. I met one at the Adura oil refinery. She was 62-year-old Faith Fippinger, a 62-year-old retired school teacher from Sarasota, Florida. She's sort of a Katharine Hepburn lookalike. She'd been traveling in India and decided to come to Baghdad to express her opposition to the war. The refinery she's at hasn't been hit, but she was clearly very rattled by the constant bombardment and was very weepy when I spoke to her, though determined to stay. None of the human shields has been injured. The power and water plants where they've been deployed have not been hit.
You still have water and the lights are still on?
Amazingly. And as I've said again and again, in some ways, some Iraqis take comfort in this. Others Iraqis take this as a sign of American weakness. I don't have a shower. I have a bathtub. I have to tell you the color. I do have water, but it is hot, but the color is pretty awful.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.